Welcome to the Audit 15 Fun podcast. My goal of this podcast is to bring relevant internal audit topics to the table at least every 15 days. Today, I have an exciting topic with Yevgenia Rosova, president of IIA Kazakhstan, and Aziz Fataliev, president of IIA Azerbaijan. Welcome both to the podcast. It's an honor to have you on.
Thanks for your invitation. Hi.
Hi.
And I probably just realized that I mispronounced your last name, Yevgenia Rosova.
Yes, Rosova.
And we practiced just three times before the episode started. So anyways, the topic is sense of humor in internal audit, which I was telling you guys right before the episode. In my first job as an internal auditor, I had two people on my team who could make any situation very easy with the use of sense of humor. So can you guys share an example where humor positively impacted an audit situation in your experience?
Well, being honest, plenty of times I'm using sense of humor for all my life and from all my internal auditing life. For example, I think it was several years ago. So we're discussing the audit results with audit client, the middle management. And going through the report, I realize and understand that wording is not so good. Well, sometimes it happens. It shouldn't, but it happens. I see that it's too strict, maybe aggressive. And I realize, looking at the audit clients, that the resistance is higher and higher, and they're becoming aggressive. And I don't know what to do, because I understand that they are right. We shouldn't have used that word, those words. So what to do in that situation? To say sorry, I don't know, to run away. So I started laughing at the negativity of our own report. I start saying something like talking to myself. Hey guy, what's wrong with you? Why are you so negative? And addressing the client saying, hey guys, that this guy has a grudge against you. What's your history? I don't know. He's crazy. And it helped. Really helped. They just smiled. They just started laughing. And after that, I was serious and I just really apologized for the wording. And I explained that we are not using these words ordinarily. So it helped. And I got plenty of these type of situations.
So you pull your alter ego there. So Yevgenia. Yeah. What's an example that you can share here?
I will use a bit different example because I not once encountered the situations where people aware something that was causing quite a huge impact from the internal controls perspective. And when we were identifying things, sometimes it was really puzzling to see that everyone knows what's the problem inside. So the team itself, responsible team knows, but they don't do anything. And the reason is often because they need input from someone outside of their team, like some other department, some other structural division, but they're too shy to go and ask for the help. And this miscommunication within organizations is causing waves, is causing problems, and is causing disciplinary sanctions against the responsible team. So, and they sometimes, you know, live with those disciplinary actions for years, just being afraid to speak up. So I often try to ease them using the sense of humor, taking their situation to absolute absurdity. You know, the situation is absurd from the start, but demonstrate to them that this is something that may cause, you know, is causing a big problem and may cause even a bigger problem. So I take that to the absolute absurdity, use any and every anecdote I can recall to show them that, you know, shutting down in this situation is completely inappropriate, and encourage the communication by jokes, by historic examples, historic anecdotes, some statements culturally acceptable to the specific group, etc., just to induce people to speak up. Because there were a few cases where such thing, you know, raising the concern, you know, joking about this, helped to solve the problem that was rolling and rolling and rolling for years, and it was like 24 hours to solve it. It's absurd to this extent. So I unfortunately disclosing those situations is probably would be too much without ethics requirement. But, you know, sometimes just helping people to have some fun on themselves is also helping, but you really have to be aware with whom you are joking and what you are joking. But and the words you are using, examples you are using in here, because some people are very sensitive, so you have to joke on yourself. You provide the example of miscommunication from your own life. Use some example of that where this got as a bad joke from history. If they are now really uncomfortable with using anything more recent, etc., or you can just use something like, you know, hedgehogs were crying but still eating the cactus. So this statement sometimes is also helping people to understand that they, you know, why do they need to eat the cactus?
Absolutely. Eat the cactus.
But they keep eating this cactus. So it's it's absurd, but it's still the case. So hedgehogs are probably one of my go-to phrases in this situation. But I'm, I see that they won't accept it.
I'm going to go and find some cactus. Absolutely.
You are convinced. You yes. brought up a very good point there, Yevgenia. If you're comfortable with the person, because some people are more sensitive than others, right? So I have a follow-up question for both of you here. Thinking about that, think about how people are sensitive, right? How do you gauge, like, when it's appropriate to use humor or when it's maybe not appropriate?
Actually, I would proceed. I would say that it's not I'm comfortable. It depends on the audience. And we are all different because some people use sense of humor in a different context. For example, some people, yes, they can accommodate this example. They can accept this. It will go great with them. Some people just think that if internal auditor starts to joke, it's a bad internal auditor, and you really have to ease them into use of the sense of humor or be very sensitive with any possible example you're using. And even if you use a sense of humor, you have sometimes to be, you know, like serious face professor type person, etc. But also there is one interesting group in there with which you have to be really, really careful. And I had a CEO once who basically, when this person started joking, it meant that this person is just, you know, like at the very edge of being, you know, most upset, aggressive, etc. It was to the extent that, you know, first it was like just comments, then it was aggressive comments, you know, like, you're doing bad, et cetera, et cetera. And this was the third stage. And if you got this person to this third stage, it meant that someone who provoked this reaction will be terminated, fired, et cetera, really, really soon. And
so
with
he
this
was joking with the gun in his hand.
Basically, yes, it was a gun joke. And very few people were recognizing this type of jokes because we once had the case where the person was really resistant to implementing internal control requirements that were in there. Yeah. Basically got an order to do that, ignored, tried to say that I don't want to do that, got a harsh order, and on the third attempt, basically both started joking. And this person decided, okay, great. I finally realized them that we don't need it. I was on this meeting where this joke was done, and I basically commented to my fellow colleagues saying, okay, guys, this person has months to termination. In this context, with a person like that, if you joke, they understand your jokes on the same level. So if you start joking, it means that you used each and every other means to communicate, to convince, and this is critical. And if you use a joke with such person, you have to be really careful with the type of joke you're using and the context, because this may have very, very, very negative implications to anyone who is a target of this joke. And it's not only to this person, but in their presence as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll let Aziz respond to the question. Then I have a follow-up question to what you just said there, Yevgenia.
Well, talking about me, it would sound like, when do you gauge when it is inappropriate to use humor? Or saying differently, when to stop kidding? I'm always kidding. Well, joking aside, for sure, you must understand the situation. You know, KYC, know your client. You must know your client. You must know, you must understand that this is a person who accepts the joking, smiling, laughing, and so on. And as Yevgenia said, someone would just not accept it when you starting to say something not serious. But anyways, the indicators for me would be the tension. So when you see that situation, tense situation, as in my previous example, you should try the joke. Again, if you know the client, if you understand it, it will work. Well, in some situations, when the tension is really higher, you must risk. Even if there is a high probability that they would not, but you should take a risk. On the other side, why should we wait for the tension, for this tense situation and so on? Start from the beginning. You came to discuss the audit results or something like that. I don't know, final meeting or intermediate. No difference. Start from joking. Why not? But for example, say, hey guys, I know that you are big fans of us, so we will do our best to make it long. Right. There are so many findings. Your work is awful, and so on. Why not? You know, it's some form of paradoxical intention. It's a counseling technique where counselor intensifies the emotional state of the client to explain the emotional reaction is irrational. So when you laugh on the negativity, laugh on the maybe hate. Their hate on you, maybe they would understand that it's irrational. Talking about colleagues, if you're a manager or a staff, no difference again. The best way to start joking for me, I think, it's laughing at yourself. You should start from this. The opposite side, your colleagues, all the clients, no difference. Talking about the colleagues, the team, they will understand that you're kind, that you're critical to yourself. You may laugh at yourself. So I think it works. For in my examples, yeah, yes, it works. I'm always kidding on my stature. I'm of short stature, on my haircut, and so on. And it works. I like doing that. I like doing that. And people understand that, well, he's cool.
So you both touched a point there that I want to expand on, which is the risk, right? You said, Aziz, you're like, you just go and risk it. And Yevgenia, you had a little bit of a different approach, maybe not, I don't know, but you're like, you have to be careful because there's a big risk, right? If you're joking with the wrong person.
I normally try to be observant. I think that emotional intelligence is one of the cornerstones for every internal audit professional who aspires to manage and to talk with the C-level people especially. So I tend to, at least depending on the person, but first meeting, probably the golden rule is try to see. And actually the better even is if you can get to some meeting that you are not involved as a speaker or someone participating in the discussion, you can just sit and observe. So I try to get in this context. It can be anything starting from the formal meeting, or it can be team building, etc. Just take a look on the people. See how they communicate, how they interact with each other. Are they using their sense of humor? Are they joking? How they react to people joking between themselves, jokes directed to them, etc. And try to see what type of sense of humor they have. Because some people can joke on themselves. Some people accept the jokes about others, but are grateful it touches them. Some people, as I say, use the sense of humor as a weapon. Try to understand. Do your homework. When you are meeting the person for the first time and it's really, really formal, try to send some balls. Try to make them not really explicit, but still try. And see the reaction. If it's positive, if person is recognizing sense of humor, you can go on. But if you see that they're closing, they basically stop reacting or start erecting aggressively, it's better to stop this time and try probably some different context. Because I know people who can be provoked. I know people who can be boxed by any joke. So they're just, you know, closing everything, all of their emotions, all of their responses. They stop being constructive, etc. They can move to the aggressive mode, but more often, if they especially had poor internal audit experience before that, they just, you know, you literally see how the box is closing and that's it. You get no reaction of whatsoever after that. So you have to be really careful because if this box closes, you won't be able to open it in any foreseeable future. It will take more than one meeting to reopen the box. I would say that this risk is always in there, but to manage it, you have to be basically to use your listening skills and your emotional intelligence skills basically to the maximum.
Great point. And I think Aziz, you kind of touched on that. Know your customer, joke on yourself first. And you mentioned that Yevgenia. Learn about the environment, right? Which
yes,
is kind of like knowing your customer. So what
absolutely
you mentioned, take the risk.
Some form of mix. The planning is crucial. Absolutely. I understand and I accept and I plan. But without taking risks, we would not see the opportunities. So I'm not that risky, being honest, but it happens sometimes. Talking about joking with audit clients, with our person's structures were reviewed by us. There is a fine line, for example, between good, kind joke at yourself and a self-depreciating one. You must see that fine line. It's really difficult sometimes to balance between these two concepts. Talking about my haircut, it must be funny, but not self-depreciating one. You should always control that you're not doing too much. Talking about the jokes between colleagues. If you're a manager, you must understand that your jokes must be kind to your jokes. In no way can be offensive or abusive or something like that. And if you're a manager, joking with your team, joking with the staff or the source, you must understand that to maintain the equality, you must be ready for jokes at you. So if you're kidding with your colleague, with your team member, with your subordinate, you must ready that the subordinate would response in a kind way, but it would be a joke. He, she might joke on your haircut himself, herself. Okay, why not? But again, the start is the balancing between those two concepts, not self-depreciating jokes at yourself and taking it under control, the jokes not offensive to others and so on. If you're a staff auditor, the risk for you in kidding, I think, you must be really attentive to your jokes with your managers. That manager might be not so good at that. And, it's some risks. But again, we should sometimes take risks. We should check. You know, being a change agent is risky. If we always just looked at others and planned and trying to know our clients and so on, we would not check the situation and we would not change the situation. So there would and must be some situations where you check it, where you take the risk, but well, it must not be above your risk appetite and capacity and so on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So take the risk, be ready to whatever you say to others for the same to come back to you.
Yes.
And what you said there, Yevgenia, know about your environment and learn the type of sense of humor that people have. So really do appreciate you both being on the podcast. Thank you so much, guys.